Blog Talk Radio.
Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise from the upright is beautiful. Praise the Lord with the harp, make melody or song to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song, play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the Lord's goodness. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the host of them, by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants, or the people that are living in the earth, in the world, stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the people of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation who God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen as his own inheritance. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he sees on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works. No king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a vain hope or useless hope for safety. Neither shall it deliver in any by its great strength. Let me read that again. A horse is a vain or useless hope for safety. Neither shall it deliver any by its great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy to deliver their souls from death and to keep them alive in famine. That's when there's a lack of food and the plants do not grow. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our hearts shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you. I have read in its entirety Psalm 33. Now, let us have a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for making a way for us to enter into your kingdom. Yes, we thank you for giving us courage to be obedient to your commandments, laws, and statutes. Thank you for protecting us sheep in Detroit, Michigan, as well as in other places, from natural disasters. Bless President Obama and Vice President Biden in their second term in office. Bless their wives and their children and their administration. Protect them from all hurt, harm, death, danger, seen and unseen. Our families too. Bless them to make the decisions that are in your will, Father God, for the United States of America and for the world, too, if need be. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us good health, sane mind, and prosperity in all things. I end this prayer thanking you in your Son's name. Amen. Hi there, sheep. Welcome. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your hostess. I thank you for sharing your time with me this day. Happy Sabbath, everybody. This is the only day or the only time that the Bible has commanded that we keep holy. The Sabbath. The Sabbath begins on Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. Now, I know you longtime listeners, you have your King James or New King James version of the Bible, your notepad, pen, paper, pencil, and a cold glass of water. I actually needed my glass of water last week. We are going to start reading from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 18. And I want you all to go over the book of Daniel. I read that about a month and a half ago. With this past election, it reminded me of Daniel chapter 4, verse 25, and chapter 5, verse 21, where it says, God rules the kingdom of men, and he gives it to whomever he chooses. I also thought about Daniel chapter 8, verse 7, where there's the ram and the goat. The ram had done a lot of damage to a lot of different people. But then the goat comes and does damage to the ram. And no one could deliver the ram. So, with having said that, let us turn to the First Peter. Chapter 2, verse 18, and start reading. It talks about submission. And submission means to be humble. Let's start reading at verse 18, chapter 2, verse Peter. It says, servants, be submissive to your master with all fear. Not only to the good and gentle, but to the harsh. For it is commendable or praiseworthy if because of conscience, and conscience is your inner feeling toward God, one endures grief, suffering wrongfully. For what credit is it if, when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer for it, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. For to this you are called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us as an example that you should follow his steps. Who committed no sin, nor was guile or deceit or trickery or cunning found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, when he was insulted, did not revile or insult in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to whom judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Now, most people know that tree as being the cross, but here Peter calls it a tree. That we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep going astray. But now we return. Let me start reading at verse chapter 2:25 again. It says, for you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. And this is what Satan is competing for. He wants our souls. And we sheep have decided to be followers of Jesus Christ, known as Jesus Christ. You know that the J, I've told you, was not invented during the time of the 1600s when King James commissioned this book to be written. His people used the name Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ's name was something else. And I was listening to the History Channel, and they were talking about the names, and I think they said Uwewawe or something like that. I'm not sure, but this translation of Jesus' name is not the correct name. Let's start reading at verse chapter 3. And I am on the hunt for looking for Jesus' correct name. I don't know if it's Uwewawe or whatever. I am going to one day find a Hebrew Bible that has the correct name of God's Son. And I will, if it's God's will, I will tell it to you. Now let's start reading James chapter 3. Likewise, you wives, be submissive, that stumble yourselves to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by them by the conduct of their wives. When they observe your chaste or your pure or clean conduct accompanied by fear, do not let your beauty be that outward adorning or made beautiful by the arranging of the hair or wearing gold or putting on fine apparel, but let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible ornament. That means with true, nothing that's not right, of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorn themselves, being submissive to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, if you do good, and are not afraid with any terror. Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them. It says, verse 7 says, likewise, you husbands, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Finally, all of you, be of one mind, having compassion, less concern or pity for the sufferings of others. Love as brothers, be tenderhearted, be courteous, that's to be polite, not returning evil for evil or reviling, that's insulting for reviling, or not reviling or insulting for insulting, but on the contrary, blessings, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing, for he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain or stop from doing something. Let him refrain his tongue from evil. So stop your tongue from saying evil things or doing something evil. And his lips from speaking guile. That's trickery or deceit or being cunning. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him speak peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience, your conscience again is your inner feelings of what is right and wrong. Having a good conscience that when they defame or slander you as evildoers, those who revile or insult your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. For it is better, if it is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sin, for the just and the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison who formerly were disobedient, when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls, were saved through water. There is also an antitype which now saves, namely baptism. And that being baptized is being immersed, for your body being put in water, and you confess God, you're being baptized. Let me turn to the book of Matthew right quick, and it tells, go ye therefore, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I was looking for that commandment that Jesus gave us. I think it's in Matthew 21, but I cannot find it right now. But that's what we are to do. That's what baptism is. Your body is being immersed in water, and you're baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, as I was. Let's pick up reading at verse 22. Verse 21. It says, there is also an antitype which now saves us, namely baptism, not the removal of filth of the flesh, but the answer of good conscience towards God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And of course, the good conscience is your inner feeling, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, and angels and authorities and powers having been made subject to him. We're going to stop reading the book of 1 Peter at chapter 4, and we'll pick up reading here, if it's God's will, the next time. Now, I want to mention this person, this company helped me with patching up a leak that happened on my roof sometime in this past September or October. My roof began to leak, and a friend recommended that I call Hall's Quality Home Improvement. It has not rained since he repaired my roof, so I can't tell you whether or not the leak is repaired, but I think it is, and I'm so thankful for his help. I want you all, you sheep, to get the book, How to Eat and Live Longer, by Reginald J. Eadie. That's spelled E-A-D-I-E. He is one of the great doctors at DMC. I say that because I've read this book, and it helps me to feel better because I listen to him, and I read, you know, I do as that book say. And I think that the reason why I may have felt ill last week while I was doing this program is because I had a taste for some cold cuts, and I got sick from it. But let us have a closing word of prayer for this program today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for keeping the evil one away from us. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. We thank you for our daily bread and forgiving our debts as we forgive our debtors. In your son's name. Also, Father, give us prosperity today. In your son's name. Amen. Sheep, remember to take our Heavenly Father along with you everywhere you go. And if it is God's will, I will be with you next time.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause he's love,
our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is Lord. He won't let you down. Follow your star wherever it leads.